Toby.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Good to have you online. How do we pronounce your surname?
It's Bunny, like the rabbit.
Bunny, like the rabbit.
all the short bunnies.
I'm just like a rabbit. Yeah, where's the rabbits do?
Good to have you online, Kobe. Now, you're doing something radical out in Ballarat. Tell us about it.
I'm running in the local elections on October 22nd as independent. It wasn't a decision made lightly. It's kind of a decision made based on when you kind of get backed into a corner and there's a lot, you're not getting answers or you're not being listened to enough, so you have to do something yourself.
Now, start from telling us about yourself. You're an Aboriginal person.
Yeah, so I've got family ranging from Gundijamara all the way up to Adjumatha West.
Wonderful. And you're a very young person?
Yeah, I've been told I'm a young person, but I don't feel like that, but I'm 26.
That's young.
Yeah.
Dennis here is showing some solidarity with you. I think he's 26 too. That's good, and that's very brave. Good. Now, what prompted you to stand? You said you're being backed in the corner. What do you mean by that? What actually happened?
Well, it's just over this council term. The city of Ballarat has taken some of the council members have done some pretty things that will be quite offensive towards the Wadawurrung people here. Mm-hmm. They asked the Wadawurrung people to make a submission for a suburb name. It seemed a respectful thing to do from the city of Ballarat. And they came back with Mulla Walla, which was in regards to the last known King Billy of Wadawurrung people here. Mm-hmm. He was the last recognised king by the city of Ballarat here. Then the city of Ballarat went on to have a nasty debate about the pronunciation, and some of the council members weighed in on that. And the debate really seen some of the elders here, not even just our Wadawurrung elders, but seen them really dismayed. And we all know that grieving feeling, what we go through when something goes wrong, like with the Dondale detention center recently.
Yes.
We all get that grieving. And, you know, like every time we've got that beautiful beacon of hope that something's going to happen. But we should know now that it doesn't, but we're so beautiful that we always have that hope. But the only way we're going to get it is by getting it ourselves, kind of.
Absolutely. You've got to fight for it, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think so. And I think that for my family who is going through some, goes through issues, like this is a reality. This isn't just a story or a cause to jump on. This is actually a reality. People are actually in hospital. People are actually committing suicide. People, we're losing our young people. We're losing our old people way too young, too. Mm. Our old people are not old enough.
That's right.
And we don't even realise that sometimes because you don't go outside the community. And, like, when you do realise and you hear of a 93-year-old a man and he's still going good and you think, oh, Jesus, they live old, you know?
Yeah, I have a question for you, Kobe, because I've known you as quite a long-time campaigner for equal marriage and LGBTI rights, and I was wondering,
yeah,
is that going to be a big part of your campaign in Ballarat for council?
I think in Ballarat, look, we have had a lot of progress. So I founded Equal Love Ballarat. It was then known as Regional No Discretion in September 2009, and we held our first rally on Valentine's Day in 2010. And we've been kind of going on since then and being a bit ever-present, and we've branched out into local government stuff to get our local government here to support a no homophobia campaign and then try to act on it by community consultations. But then again, we've been backed in a corner. Funding got cut from our youth group. It's the only group we had that was had any kind of funding. Right when we were calling for funding for an 18-plus youth group, because there is nothing. There's actually nothing here for the LGBTIQ community. And there's a recent study that said, I think it was 73% of gay men leave their hometowns to come out. Like, Ballarat is probably losing a lot of good talent, and I know that because I know some of the people who left Ballarat and the amazing things they've gone on to do in the city. And you say we're here doing it here with us in their hometown, with their family, and they felt safe and they felt accepted enough to do so, then that would be a benefit for us and them and their family.
And what sort of support do you think you'll get? Because I'm not sure. How big is the community there, Aboriginal community, and what's the response so far to your nomination?
I've actually had quite an overwhelming response. I didn't know how people would take to the idea of me running for council. But as soon as I announced it, I've been inundated with phone calls from support. I even was lucky enough to have an endorsement from Pauline Pansdown herself. Not Pauline Hanson, thank God.
Am I hearing right here?
Yeah, but you know, I've been lucky enough to. But over the years, I just haven't been involved in Indigenous campaigns or LGBTIQ. Ballarat is close to my heart, so I've been involved with domestic violence. I've been involved with. I work in disability, so that's close to my heart too. And my younger brother goes. He's got disabilities himself, and he goes to a special school. So seeing access here in Ballarat is close to my heart, and I've always been campaigning for this. I remember Jacob would probably recall Ali Chowdhury when he was being deported back to Pakistan.
Yes.
When he wasn't even going there, that was something that, for me, I just felt that was so wrong. And and I actively spoke up, and I will continually do that. And it's not about who someone is, or if they're black fellow, if they're LGBTIQ. It's about actually everyone's got something, and everyone's important to someone, and that means that no one is important than anyone else. We're all just as important as each other, and that means we all matter, so we should treat each other like we all matter.
It's respect, isn't it?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Ballarat, we're a proud town. We're very territorial almost, but our representation on council quite isn't right. Like, I'm seeing more rich people on the council than I know in Ballarat in general, you know. Like, and it's not that it's the fact that they're rich, but it's the fact that there's some out of touch. Like, when you can live in a bubble of a different reality, I've seen it myself. I've been homeless while I've been doing campaigning. I've been homeless as well for 3 years after leaving a domestic violent relationship. And there's no access for men to go into to get any help after leaving a domestic violent relationship when you're a victim is quite dismal, and there's nothing. And a recent royal inquiry said that we need some more. We need actually like the statistics in LGBTIQ relationships with domestic violence is almost as high as it is with women. And
yes.
We've been having such an important conversation with domestic violence with women. And for my people like my mother, for people I didn't grow up in the best circumstances, and I unfortunately learned some bad traits picking up, and so I've had to try to retrain myself in that way of trying to pick up men that aren't going to try to control me, because I was kind of, that's what I thought was normal, and it took me some time to try and get to that. But the only way I got to get to that was by speaking to a psychologist just before I turned 25, a youth mental health clinic, and then after I turned overage, I could no longer go no more. So I've been lucky enough to have some support from the Ballarat District Aboriginal Cooperative, but what about other people who aren't so lucky?
That's right. That's right. The people don't understand that, within a gay relationship, the conditions are no different from the normal, what they call heterosexual normal couples out there. And the dynamics are very similar between any couple, really, whether they are gay or not. I'm a maternal child health nurse, and
And it really does hurt.
Yeah, and I've come across domestic violence in gay relationships. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and we all heard this, we talk about equal love for equal marriage rights, and we all talk about how our love is just the same. And it is just the same. And when you get punched and stuff, that hurts for a second. But the thing that actually really hurts you is you really want that person to just love you for you. And for some reason, you feel like you can't get that from them, like you're doing something wrong. And then you go through it. And it's a whole cycle that you don't even realize you're going through it until you're out of it. But you were trying to get that love from them, but you're not going to get them. But if anyone is listening, just going through that, just love yourself and be safe.
Okay, Kirby. With these elections, what do you hope to achieve? Say if you win, What do you hope to achieve?
One of the first things I'll be doing is trying to create partnerships between council members and elders from the Indigenous community and the Wadawurrung community.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's just a good thing, because at NAIDOC, I asked a question to the councillors, and I asked how do they equate themselves to become culturally aware or know anything about the Indigenous community locally, and there wasn't not much really good answers, except for friends if theirs happened to be Aboriginal. But so I thought, so I think that's a really important thing. During this election campaign, I've been speaking with other candidates. I've been extending olive branch because I want to try and get them get them in a room and do some Skillshare, all of us together as well, because one of us is going to win that. And whoever wins that, it's important that they've got some knowledge.
Mm. Okay, that's wonderful. We will be able to support you in any media stuff from here. So if you want to talk about anything important or something comes up during the election campaign, give us a hoy and we can discuss it over the air so people can be aware of what you're doing. And if you're holding a function of some kind, a fundraiser, let us know. We can announce it for you.
And Greenleaf, my favourite. I had fun up in Sydney at the Resistance Centre out there visiting and having a tour and meeting Jim and the team up there.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Always excited to come on solo.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much, Kobe, and good luck. And we'll be in touch.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.